Monday. Today is November the 4th, and you're listening to My Farm. Recently, the federal government has declared a couple more counties in northwest Ohio and the contiguous counties a disaster area. We'll have the details coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, five Ohio counties have been declared a primary natural disaster area due to the drought, with some additional counties in Indiana and Michigan and Ohio eligible as what they consider contiguous counties. Now, the Secretarial Natural Disaster Designation allows the USDA Farm Service Agency to extend much-needed emergency credit to farm operations in primary counties and contiguous counties through the FSA's emergency loan assistance. Emergency loans can be used to meet various recovery needs, including the replacement of essential items such as equipment or livestock, reorganization of farming operations, or to refinance certain debts. And the FSA will review loans based on the extent of losses, security available, and repayment ability. The deadline for producers in these designated and contiguous counties to apply is June 6th. 16th of 2025, so you do have some time. Now, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, these counties suffered from a drought intensity value during the growing season of the D2 drought severe for eight or more consecutive weeks, or D3, which was drought extreme, or D4, which was drought exceptional. And if we take a look at those primary counties, Defiance, Fulton, Henry, Lucas, and Williams counties all included in that. Then with contiguous counties, that would include Hancock, Ottawa, Paulding, Putnam, and Wood counties. So all within the listening area there. If it's in Indiana, Allen, DeKalb, and Steuben counties, and up in Michigan, Hillsdale, Lenawee, and Monroe counties. So everybody within the sound of my voice falls within this area then that is qualified for FSA emergency loans, as they have been declared primary natural disaster areas due to the drought. In other ag news, a reminder that tomorrow is election day around the country, so if you have not already taken advantage of either early voting or absentee ballots, be sure to get out to the polls tomorrow. A lot of things on besides the presidential election. Obviously, that is the one that has garnered the most headlines, but the down ballot voting is also very important, especially in agriculture, as we're taking a look at what is going to happen with the Farm Bill. Now, a lot of progress was made, but unfortunately, it never really got a foothold in the current Congress. The thought is that there would possibly be an opportunity in the lame duck session. That's the time period between when the election is over and in the first of the year when the new Congress would reorganize and convene once again. But within that, a lot of things to consider based on who gets elected in the different Senate and House races as to what the makeup of that committee will look like in terms of the Ag House Committee and the Senate Ag Committee and what the leadership will be of those. We do know that Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan is not rerunning, and so there will be a change in leadership regardless in the Senate Ag Committee moving forward. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, producers and landowners enrolled in various Farm Service Agency conservation and Farm Bill programs are receiving payments associated to that participation. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
USDA's Farm Service Agency made announcement of payments, or soon-to-be payments, from some of their program offerings to enroll producers and landowners. For instance, annual rental payments from the Conservation Reserve Program are on the way to those with enrolled acreage. According to Farm Service Agency Acting Deputy Administrator John Burge,
we announced that we are issuing $1.77 billion to contract participants, 667,000 participants that are receiving payments for those conservation efforts on just over 23 million acres of private land.
Payments are made to participants of traditional, contiguous, and grassland CRP, as well as the CRP Transition Incentive Program.
This is an opportunity for landowners to receive two additional rental payments on land enrolled on expiring Conservation Reserve Program contracts on the condition that they sell or rent that land to a beginning veteran or socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher.
Meanwhile, payments are being issued through perhaps one of the more significant components of the Farm Safety Net, two Farm Bill programs, Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage.
Farmers enroll in those. They elect to have coverage under ARC County or PLC, which provides crop protection, or ARC individual coverage, which protects the whole farm.
The FSA Acting Deputy Administrator says for 2023 crops covered under these programs,
payments being made this year, given some of the market volatility that we're seeing, those payments have triggered,
resulting in ARC and PLC enrolled producers receiving or soon to receive
$447 million through the ARC and PLC programs. The majority of that is coming out through ARC County.
More information about CRP, ARC, and PLC is available through local Farm Service Agency offices, as well as online at www.fsa.usda.gov or farmers.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.